This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1159. You try, you think, how to prune your English for more precision. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Sometimes extra words can get us in trouble. Today, I share a personal story about a conflict with a nurse. We'll find out what happened and explore the layers of language that could prevent connection.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing well, Michelle. Yeah, I was just hanging out with my niece last week, or yesterday rather, for the Boston Marathon. And yeah, it's just fun being around a five-year-old, but you have a newborn now. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, day by day, I learn something new. Like, I feel like I'm always trying to like figure him out, right? So if there's a problem, I always feel like I'm investigating it, or, you know, how can I make his sleep better? How can I make the, like, what's the eating situation? How, you know, things like that. And it's always trying to learn. I'm basically trying to learn him, right? So it's hard. And, you know, you're trying to learn him. I'm trying to learn him, but he changes all the time, right?
So interesting. You have to be a savvy investigator.
Yes, that's how I feel, really. But he's adorable. So it's you know, the hardest thing I've ever done, but it is definitely the best as well. So
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a specific situation that you had while you were pregnant, right?
Yes.
I'm excited to dive into that and hear about that, because I like it when we tell stories on this show.
Yes. It's story really time.
Yeah, story time, and a story that's going to lead to a really important language point for our listeners today. But before we dive in, guys, I want to remind you, if you are taking IELTS this year, you definitely want to go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast, because Jessica and I over there, Jessica is a former IELTS examiner. Okay, that means she has been giving scores to people in the speaking test for years, more than 14 years. So she understands the exam better than anyone, probably on the internet, honestly. So you really do want to go over there and hit subscribe if you think you'll be taking IELTS. Okay, guys?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
All right. So what happened, Michelle? It sounds like something kind of strange happened when you were pregnant a while ago. Yeah.
So I was at an appointment, and I was speaking not to a doctor, but I was speaking to a woman giving an ultrasound. And we were just talking about my diet, and, you know, I was trying to eat a lot of protein and really watch my diet and make sure I was eating healthy. I really was, although you do get a lot of crazy cravings, and I also ate a lot of ice cream. So, but anyway, she was asking about me. We were talking about my diet, and I said to her, yeah, I try to eat a lot of protein every day. And she said to me, you try? As if I only meant I attempt, but I don't, I don't often achieve that goal, right? Like that I'm not usually successful. Like if I say, like, I try, right? And what's funny was, I didn't mean it in that way. I was talking about my habits using I try in a positive way. Like, oh yeah, I try to do this, you know? However, it was misconstrued by her. And it sounded to her more like I was saying, oh, I try, like, you know, oh, it's not always successful. So Lindsay, if you heard me say like, oh yeah, I try to exercise every day, does it sound to you more like something that I usually do or not? Like, does it sound positive or negative?
Well, I think it depends on so many things. It's hard for me to answer that. Because if I know the person, like, you know, in your case, Michelle, exercise.
Okay, fine. What if I said,
that's a bad example.
What if I said I try to sit on the couch every day, Lindsay? Would you?
Okay, I would say you fully achieve that goal.
Ouch.
No, but I see what you're saying here. So it was a little bit like offensive that she was kind of assuming that you, she was questioning you by saying you try.
Yeah. So clearly there was a misinterpretation there, right? And I tried to think about what was it that was unclear? You know, and I thought some of it could be intonation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of it could be direct language and indirect language. Some could just be that, you know, I try could be used in this way, which is a little bit different, I suppose. So let's talk about the intonation, for example. So like if I said, like I said to you, I try to exercise twice a week. Does that sound more negative or positive? Like I do it or not?
I try to exercise twice a week, kind of more like you don't do it as much.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
But then if I say like, oh, I try to exercise twice a week.
Yeah, that sounds more on the positive side. Like you, it's more because the emphasis is more on the exercising twice a week instead of the try. Right.
Right. Mm. So maybe and I think I said it the way that sounded positive, but maybe she didn't hear it in that way. So I actually ended up, when she said you try, I said, no, I mean, I do eat a lot of protein, right? I had to emphasize it and tell her that I do. I don't mean like, oh, I try, right?
Yeah. My first thought about this, honestly, is that it's more about her. I don't know. So much of what we hear is about us. And this is a whole nother topic that we could get into later, right, Michelle?
Yeah.
But so much of what we hear is more about us than about the person saying it. So it's possible that she doesn't have the best self-discipline. You know what I mean? And no, I'm serious. Like, and so she heard, what she heard was you like lacking in that goal and not achieving that goal, but you actually fully achieved that goal.
Right.
But she heard the lack in it.
Right. That's so true. Yeah. It's just, you know, if I were in her head, I would wonder, like, how did she hear that? Like, why did it come off of that? And but this is something that happens all the time. And we have to think about that is like, okay, maybe she heard it in this way because of her, right? Whatever it was, but we still want to be able to get our point across, right?
For sure. I mean, we can still control what we say. There's still a lot of control that we have.
Right. And I think this is all, you know, something that could have also been was about direct and indirect language, right? I could have said, if I wanted to be more direct, I would have just said, I eat a lot of protein every day.
Remember, guys, if you're taking the IELTS exam, then go over and hit subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast for top advice from former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and our team. See you there at the IELTS Energy podcast. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Why do you think you chose the word try there?
That's
a good question, right?
Yeah. I guess maybe, you know, because I was feeling like a little bit shy, or maybe because it was, you know, a medical appointment. Maybe I was feeling, you know, because it's scary when you're, when you're pregnant. And so maybe I was just being like, oh, yeah, you know, I try to do this. And so maybe I didn't want to sound too like, yeah, I do this every day, right?
Yeah, like a little bit humble, maybe.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, a little bit humble. I think that's good. Yeah, so maybe I chose that more like indirect way of putting it, right?
Interesting. Real, there's a lot here. There's a lot here.
Yeah. I mean, so apparently try made me sound like I wasn't confident in myself. But I think people do use it in this way. So yeah, I could have just said I eat a lot of protein every day. Do you think it made me sound not confident?
I would have had to be there, right? Because as we always say on the show, it's like so much more the tone of voice, the intonation. I couldn't say. It's hard to, it's really hard to say, Michelle. Yeah. But.
Right. And there are other things that could, Lindsay and I were talking about this, you know, there are other starts to sentences that could be taken in the same way. Like if you say like, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
You know, like, oh, do you think you're going to move to this city? And you say, like, are you going to move to this city? And somebody says, like, yeah, I think I'm gonna, right?
And then you say, you think you're going to, or are you going to, right? That's the question.
Right. Yeah. So things like I think and I try can be seen as a little bit indirect, perhaps. So
uncertain. And it can give other people that, I mean, I've had a few personal situations where the word think has come up and people have been a little put off by that because it scares them. If you're not sure about something, right? If you're saying, I think XYZ, when you should be saying, yes, XYZ, right? It may make them think you're not 100% into the thing. You're not 100% sure about it.
Right. So it's so interesting how like you can be misconstrued when you use language like that. So, I mean, if someone misunderstands you in that situation, like I could have said to her like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I was clear. Or what's something else that I could have said?
Okay. You could have said, I think there's a misunderstanding here.
Right.
Or what I meant to say was, and what did you actually say, Michelle?
I said, to be honest, like to be perfectly honest, I was a little bit taken aback when she said it to me like that. Because I felt like she was questioning me, like that was I doing, you know, and I said, no, I do eat a lot of protein every day.
Okay, good.
So I did. I don't think I was being nasty, but I think I was being, you know, like strong because I was a little bit upset. Well, now I'm getting very personal.
Well, of course, Michelle. And also, like, I can't imagine how hard it must be to be pregnant. And of course, you're always thinking about the health of your baby. So to have someone question that, you know, in that state, that's very emotional. I can imagine.
Yeah. So I was like, I do. Right. And she didn't seem offended. But I think it did make it clear, guys. So, I mean, why are we talking about this today? Like, what does the story mean for our listeners?
Well, it's kind of interesting just the words that we kind of add on and maybe kind of unconsciously add on, how that can construe the meaning differently.
Right.
Than what we originally intended. Right. So there's a few things we want to talk about. Number one is, like, first of all, we want to think carefully about the language you want to use. It's kind of going to being more intentional about the no more and no fewer words than we need.
Right. So I used less direct language and I added on, oh, I think I meant, you know, like kind of like sounds like a little bit wishy-washy, which is okay. And I think used very often, you know, like very frequently, but it maybe made me sound a little bit like I wasn't sure. Right. So she may have misunderstood. You know, if I wanted to sound more confident, I should have, you know, been more precise. Right. It wasn't precise.
Yeah, the precision of language. And that's where I think as our listeners get higher and higher, you guys, as you get better and better in English, you're going to want to, what's the word? Prune, right? To prune. I love that word. To prune means to kind of take out the unnecessary words. And of course, and on this show, we say things like and we do that because that's just part of natural cadence. And, you know, we are not giving a formal speech here. We're giving you guys the most normal, average conversation, natural conversation. But certainly there's an art to kind of starting to prune away words that we don't need, like try and think.
Right.
Those are good examples.
Yeah, yeah. And also the second thing is, you know, you have to think about who you're talking to. So I was speaking to someone in medicine, right? So perhaps it would have been best to take away "I try" to be clear, because it's important to explain, you know, my habits, right? So, you know, another example, like if somebody says, "Oh, you may not, you may want to do this," versus "you should" or "you must do this," you know, just using like stronger language. Think about who you're talking about. Do you want to express something precisely? Do you want to feel confident in what you're saying?
Yeah, that's so true. This is a higher level skill. I love it. But it's very inspiring because it's giving our listeners something to work towards.
Right, right, right. And again, I don't think I really said anything wrong, but I think it would have been clear. However, you know, just in reflecting about it, you know, it's important to reflect on these situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. For sure. The other thing I was thinking is that maybe she, because, you know, she sees your appointment as just one of like 25 other women getting ultrasounds that day, right? And she's who's in, maybe in much more of a business mindset. And she just wanted to know yes or no. Like, are you eating the protein or are you not? And she just needed to check the box whether to flag it to talk to your doctor or not. So she was kind of in this like very objective attitude. Yeah. Just like kind of who's next, who's next. And you're in a more emotional state, right?
So that's so
there could
true.
Be as a clash, right? A big clash.
That's true. That's true. So guys, I wouldn't shy away necessarily from saying, "Oh, I try to do something," but you got to think about, and this goes into number three, you have to think about how your intonation can change what you're saying. And again, I think my intonation was correct, but I wanted to go over that with the difference between, "Oh, I try to do something," and "Yeah, I try to do something."
Yeah, for sure. And we can all get better at this. I think sometimes like ending you can hear it commonly, it's happening that people will end statements in questions. I do that sometimes and I hate it when I do that and I try not to do it. So being intentional about your tone and how you're finishing things, and it can actually shift after just a few days if you're really conscious of how you're ending your sentences. Guys.
Yeah. And Lindsay, you just said, "I try not to do that." And that sounded very confident to me. Like, you didn't say, "Oh, I try not to," you know, like,
yeah. So it's not always the words themselves, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, this is my favorite thing to talk about. But yeah, you have to use intonation and, you know, these things to help you get your point across. So it's just as important to listen to learn these things, right? So you want to listen to others. You have to think about how you're saying something, because the intonation, the way you say something, can change everything.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, thanks for sharing this story with us today, Michelle. This is really a good example of kind of language out in the wild, out in the world, right? Where like, and this is the good stuff. This is where we really, really, we can get the real advice and real insight into what is connection, right? To connect. For what did you have to do to connect in that moment and connect with your baby's health and all that stuff.
And yeah, so you guys take the time to reflect on, you know, if something like this happens, it's okay. Just reflect on it. Like, how could it have been different? You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's a good takeaway for today.
Yeah, that is it. I like it. I like it. And yeah, so keep us updated on how things are going with the baby. That's exciting. That's awesome.
Thank you. Okay, right. But guys, have a great day.
All right. Talk to you soon, Michelle. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.